And now I'm going to make some quotes of what different artists have made in a little bit. Rock music is also very immoral and is also dedicated to Satan, just like the, like I talked about with the pornography. It gets taken into a temple room and a coven will apply spirits to it. And I'm going to say this yet with that. I heard a testimony of a man that was part of a coven, which is now a Christian today. And in the 1960s, when rock music started coming out more and more, he makes this statement. He says the Christian people pulled away from it, and it really concerned them as witches. And they decided that they have to do something to draw the Christian people. And this was his statement. He said, as soon as we started putting gospel words to the music, we could start putting curses on Christians. I found that very sobering. Now, I mentioned that rock music is very immoral and is also dedicated to Satan. Did you know rock musicians know that? I'm going to give you a few quotes that come directly from rock musicians. Our music is capable of causing emotional instability, disorganized behavior, rebellion, and revolution. And that comes from the Beatles. The throbbing beat of rock provides a sexual release for adolescent audiences. That is by Jan Barry. Pop music is sex, and you have to hit them in the face with it. And that is the recording, comes from the recording manager of the Rolling Stones. I'm in the rock music for sex and narcotics. Glenn Frey of the Eagles said that. Rock and roll is 99% sex. John Oates of Hall & Oates. Everyone takes for granted that rock and roll is synonymous with sex by Chris Stein. Rock music is sex. The beat matches body rhythms, Frank Zappa. Rock and roll hypnotizes and controls us, Little Richard. Rock and roll has always been the devil's music. I believe rock and roll is dangerous. I feel we are heralding something darker than ourselves. And that was by David Bowie from the Rolling Stones. And Jimi Hendrix says this. Atmospheres are going to come through music because music is a spiritual thing of its own. You can hypnotize people with music, and when you get them to their weakest point, you can preach into their subconscious anything you want to say.